Today, Be'ez Hashem, we are continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Erevin. We are up to parak Ches, Mishnah Tes. And the Mishnah is going to talk about, as well as the next couple of Mishnahs, about throwing out water, spilling out water on Shabbos in an area that's right near a Rishus HaRabim. Because the concern is, you're going to pour out the water in your Rishus HaYachid, and then it's going to trickle down into the Rishus HaRabim, and that's going to be something that at least is Mechsi Kehotza'a. It's not actually Hotza'a, because you poured it into Rishus HaYachid, and then it went out on its own into the Rosh Hashanah, but at least that it looks like Hotza'a. So Chatzar Shi Pchusa Me Arba Amos. If you have a Chatzar that's next to a Rosh Hashanah, and it's less than 4 Amos by 4 Amos, meaning the entirety of the Chatzar is less than 16 square Amos. Lav Dafka, that it's got to be 4 by 4, I mean, you always have this discussion in Halacha, whenever you say something's got to be 4 by 4 Amos, does that mean 16 square Amos? And if it's 8 by 2, it's also 16 square Amos? Or does it mean that you need at least 4 amos in each direction? You have such a discussion, for example, in Hilchos Mezuzah. You know, often you'll have a walk-in closet or something like that, where it's not 4 amos in one direction, but it's made up for by the length. So over here, Tos Yontov points out that it's really about it being 16 square amos. So if you have a chatzah that's less than 16 square amos, ein shovchin b'tocha mayim shabbos. You're not allowed to pour water, you know, water that you're trying to get rid of, out into the chatzah on Shabbos, because the amount that you would normally pour out in a day is not going to be absorbed in the courtyard itself, and it's going to go out into the Rosh Hasharabim. So you will have, necessity, by virtue of the size of the chatzar, and by virtue of the amount of water, you will have, in the end of the day, poured water that goes out into the Rosh Hasharabim. The Chacham were worried that if we allow a person to pour water out in such a way where it's eventually going to go out into Rishus HaRabim, people might just pour water out directly into a Rishus HaRabim. Now, if the chatzar is 16 square amos, then you're allowed to pour out the water, because usually it will just get absorbed in the ground of the chatzar. And even though maybe once in a while you may have had a day where you did a lot of dishes and there is a lot of extra wastewater, so it may once in a while spill out into the Rishus HaRabim, but it's not something that's necessarily going to happen all the time, and therefore Chazal didn't have to make any such gezeira. So the Mishnah tells us that there is an exception, though. Eli im kein asu la'uka, that it's unless you made an uka, which is like a place for it to gather, machsekes asayim in a nekev lamata, that could hold 2 saw of water from below the level of the nekev. The nekev is the hole that prevents an overflow that would empty it out into the Rosh Hashanah. You know, like on a sink, you have like a hole in the sink at some point, so if the sink starts rising, it's not just going to spill over the sides, it will go down, meaning in case the regular drain is clogged. So you have a nekev in this cesspool that's big enough to hold all of the wastewater that you have for that day, and if that cesspool is big enough, so then you don't have to worry about pouring water out into that cesspool. And that's either if it's just right outside the chatzer in the Rosh Hashanah or inside the chatzer. Either way, meaning it's mutter because the water goes directly from the chatzar into the cesspool, doesn't go through the Rosh Hashanah, and the cesspool itself is not a chelek of the Rosh Hashanah, so that would be perfectly fine, even though that cesspool is located just outside the chatzar. The difference is that if it's outside the chatzar, you have to cover it with some type of covering, so it shouldn't the cesspool itself shouldn't be Rosh Hashanah, whereas if it's in the chatzar, it doesn't need to be covered at all, because anyway it's in the chatzar, so it's not a Rosh Hashanah. So as long as you have such a cesspool to catch the water, even if the cesspool itself is not in the chatzar, as long as it doesn't have the status of Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to pour out your wastewater in the chatzer. Now, Mishnah Yud. So the Mishnah talks about pouring wastewater into a drain that empties out into Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Biv Shehu Kamor Arba Amos Rosh Hashanah. If you have a drain that flows from the edge of your chatzer into the Rosh Hashanah and is covered by a roof of some sort for its first 4 amos in the Rosh Hashanah, Shofchan L'Tochem Mayim Shabbos. You're allowed to pour water into it on Shabbos, because water goes out into the chatzer into an area that's covered by the pipe, so it's not considered to be a rishus rabim. So since that section of the drainage is 4 amos long, so the amount of wastewater they have in the day could get absorbed in that area, which is still a rishus yachid. So we're not concerned that it's going to go out into the rishus harabim. However, the chachamim don't agree with this, and they say you're not allowed to pour water out even when it's very likely going to get absorbed in that drainage pipe before it heads out into the rishus rabim. The chamra mafilu gag o chatzer mea ama. The chacham say even if it runs alongside a roof or a courtyard that's 100 amos long, and therefore there's lots and lots of space for the water to get absorbed before it goes into rishus rabim, lo yishpach al pi abiv. You're not allowed to pour water directly onto the opening of that drainage pipe, because when some of the water goes into the rishus rabim, it's going to come out with force because it was poured directly in, so it's going to come out with a certain amount of force, and people will think that you poured it right next to the rishus rabim, and that you tried to make it flow into the rishus rabim, and they might do the same. They might pour water directly. They might do what they think you did, meaning you didn't actually pour it into the rishus rabim, you poured it into a drainage pipe. But when people see the pipe emptying out, flowing into rishus rabim, they're going to say, oh, you're allowed to pour things directly into rishus rabim, and they're going to do that. Aval shofich legag. However, you're allowed to pour the water onto a roof that overhangs the area where the drainage pipe is. And then the water can trickle down into the biv, because then it's not going to be flowing out with force, and no one is going to make that mistake of thinking that you poured it directly. So now we go back to what we said in the last Mishnah of pouring out in a chatzer that's next to a rishus rabim. If you have a chatzer and a porch that is right next to the chatzer, we said that you're not allowed to pour into a chatzer that's less than 4 by 4 amos. What if the chatzer itself is less than 4 by 4 amos, but when you combine it with the achsadra that's adjacent to the chatzer, it's more than 4 by 4 amos, and that's perfectly fine. Then you're allowed to pour into that as well. So let's chazer over what we did today. So in Mishnah Test, we said that if you have a chatzer that's less than 16 square amos, you're not allowed to pour water into it. You're not allowed to pour out your wastewater into it on Shabbos, because we're afraid that because we know that by definition some of the water is going to spill out into rishus rabim, and people will think that you're allowed to pour water directly into the rishus rabim. But if you happen to have a cesspool that will catch the water, whether the cesspool is in the chatzer itself or just next to the chatzer, that's mutter, as long as the cesspool holds sasayim, and as long as the cesspool, if it's in rishus rabim, is covered so that it doesn't have the status of rishus rabim. And then in Mishnah we said that Rav Lozer ben Yaakov says that if you have a drainage pipe that runs 4 amos in Rishus Rabim, roofed, meaning it has its own status of Rishus Yachid, even as it's running alongside of Rishus Rabim, you're allowed to pour into it, because most of the time the water is going to get absorbed in that first 4 amos. But the Chum said no. Even if it's 100 amos, since you're pouring directly into it, it's going to come out with force, and they're therefore concerned that people are going to think you're allowed to pour directly into Rosh Hashanah. But you could pour on a roof, and the roof will allow the water to trickle down into the drainage pipe, and that would be mutter. Now, we said when it comes to measuring whether your chatzah is 4 amos, you don't have to only measure the chatzah. The chatzah and achsadra could be mitzarif to the measurement of 4 amos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will conclude the 8th parak and begin the 9th parak of Maseches Eruvin.